there's the white can, and that's where I would stand. I would stand at that can. You can see the target at the end of it. There's no obstruction to the target. There's nothing in the way of hitting it. And then if I did miss this target, let's say I blow it and misfire, and that'll happen. There's all of this natural barrier down this hill in this cedar glade, and that arrow's going to hit a tree, or it's going to deflect off of the, you know, rock or whatever, but all of the kinetic energy is spent. And I know, because this is county land, and one of the members of the Planning and Zoning Board had made the statement that you guys shoot bows, we shoot guns out here. And there's not been a day that I've not been on this range that I haven't heard neighbors shooting guns. And if they're okay with shooting guns on their property, which I'm all for, fire them guns, just do it in a safe method. They should have no fear about these arrows, because once the bullet leaves your gun, I defy you to find it. I can promise you, when that arrow leaves my bow, I'm going to go fetch it. And if I miss it, I'm going to go get my arrow back and hope that it'll be okay. But archery is, I can't emphasize enough, one of the safest sports in the world. The range, the amount of land we've got, if the ASA was to come and set up a national shoot, which they would not, because it's not a, there's not enough venues to put up 20 ranges for them to take care of the 5,000 people that would show up. But if the ASA was to set up ranges on this 6 acres, they could set up 3 20 target ranges, and they would be well within their safety parameters in doing so.
So let me ask you a question too. Where your targets are set up now,
yes, sir,
is the intentions for them to always stay in them same spots?
Yes. Now, so the lanes, the way we've got them cut in, we have cut that lane as deep as we want it to go, and then the only thing that changes, the stands always stay in the same spot, but the stands are made to where we can put a different target in that position. And the targets, we've got targets that range from the size of an African lion, and that's in there. Going down, scroll through some of them, Scott, please, if you would.
Hey, Scott, while he's scrolling, were there any other reasons other than safety that were given for the denial of planning and zoning?
The size.
Which, the size.
And the size safety of the property, mm-hmm, and the safety of the property, okay.
I'm on the Planning Commission, and I would disagree with that. I think I don't have the motion in front of me, but specifically it's within basically a subdivision, and traffic was one item that was specifically talked about.
Well, the traffic that was brought up was because of the condition of the road. And I think on your Planning and Zoning Board, you've also got a road and bridges guy. And if it's a county road, and
literally the traffic, like, okay, 40 cars pulling into a subdivision was part of the concern.
I agree. You know that they had an auction in that subdivision recently, and that drew hundreds of cars into that subdivision, and they were okay with that. They have garage sales there. Any one of their garage sales will draw more people in that one day than what our shoots will draw in 3 different shoots. We only do a shoot one day a month. The most we've ever drawn.
You mentioned it would be 200 people?
No, the most we've ever drawn is 64.
If we get to where you mentioned earlier was 200 was what you could anticipate.
No, I said 200 people could shoot at a 20 target range at the ASA. Now, our range, would we love to have 200 people? You betcha. You know how much money we could raise for needy families in the Ozarks? That'd be a pile of money. That'd help. But right now, on our average, if it's just a club shoot and our club members showing up, we have about 20 to 30 people show up. The most people we've ever had at any one given shoot was when we held a tri-state qualifier and we had 64 people shoot that showed up.
Any other questions for the applicant? Okay, you have some other people here that wanted to speak.
Thank you.
Thank you. Brandon, were you a proponent of the project?
Yeah, I have that letter that's in there.
Okay, and I'm going to limit you to 5 minutes.
It's fine. Okay. I won't need 5 minutes, but I'd rather take up an offer. Yeah, so, not this letter. The one that was the denial letter. Do you have that one?
That is the denial letter.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It listed 2 things in that letter.
It, yeah.
So the denial letter that we received from the Board of Adjust, or from the Planning and Zoning Board when we went before them, there were only two things that were brought up in that letter that we had to address at this venue.
Right here, two issues, safety.
Yeah, two issues, safety and the size of the property. There were no other issues that the board brought forth.
I'm on the board.
I know you are. So I completely understand
and
that.
Safety was, you can't just box it in.
Okay,
the
so,
safety was the,
no, that's safe. Not what we, that's not what I said. It says safety and the size of the property.
Absolutely, and under safety is many gamuts.
Okay.
Yeah, I would agree with Howard. That would include traffic and number of cars. So, I would, that would be under that
just
safety.
Just so that they're aware of what was discussed.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. Mark, are you here as a proponent?
Yes.
Would you like to speak?
No.
You don't want to speak?
No.
Okay. Chris, are you here as a proponent?
Yes, sir.
Would you like to speak?
Yes, sir.
And again, you're limited to 5 minutes. Okay.
My name's Chris Ryan. I've been a member of White River Bowman Company for a couple of years now. These gentlemen kindly asked me to be a part of this club and a part of the group, and also to help set up this range. Mark and I have been, we're president, Mark was president of another archery club for the past 3 years, of which I assisted and helped set up the ranges and have helped set up other ranges. So they asked us for assistance in helping this, helping to get the range set up and make it as safely as we possibly could. Not only for fellow archers, but for the surrounding properties and just safety in general. I would like to point out, as far as the practice range, could you bring that back up for me, please? Or the top, bring the topo up with the lanes. That would be good.
The topo with the lanes?
Yes, please. So you gentlemen were asking if there are any houses within 300 yards parallel to the practice range. And as soon as he finds that, I'll get to it. So with the practice range being right here, this practice range is 50 yards long. So if you see the size of that and go out 300 yards running parallel, and then you can scroll out to the road down below in 65 Highway, you were asking about sky drawing. So here's 65 Highway, here's the outer road winding around. There's more than ample space and no houses. The closest house is over here and here, of which the practice range does not interfere with whatsoever. So with that being on top of the hill, the answer to your question, no, it is completely safe, 100% safe, even if someone was to sky drive. Also, I'm sure everybody, it's that time of year. It's coming up hunting season. We just entered into archery season, the 15th of September. How many archery incidents do you ever hear about versus rifle hunting accidents every year? Zero. There are none. You don't hear of that. Okay? Whether it be self-inflicted, accidental, whatever. There are no statistics. Okay? Secondly, the traffic issue. I don't know if you guys remember years ago, but there was a go-kart track right down here. Matter of fact, there's still remnants of the go-kart track right here. And I'm 44 years old. I remember going to this go-kart track when I was 8 and 10 years old and on up into the neighborhood of a teenager. This road did not continue on back that far ago. It came down and dead-ended down in here that long ago. There was more than ample. This was just pretty much a goat trail back then. There was hardly, it was, the road was half the size that it was now, with the abundance of traffic going in and out on that road. So with the exception of that right there, I mean, there did used to be an actual business on that road, which there is not no more. We're not asking for a business. We are not a business. We hold shoots once a month. As Dave, you brought up, there have been, you know, if they have a neighborhood garage sale, auction, whatever the case may be, you're going to exceed that amount of traffic in any given day that you want to have that on a weekend. We're asking for one Saturday a month. The only other time that we're down there is to work on the range. That is it. Also, I don't know if you gentlemen are aware, but the city of Branson has been gracious enough to hold the NASP championship for kids every year for the last 3 years, which is the school program where they shoot archery. They follow it down here in the Hilton Convention Center, of which in 2016 they had 1,776 kids show up. Last year they had over 3,000 kids. So they're shooting indoor in a controlled facility with that many kids shooting at one given time in flights. If archery is not a safe sport, then I don't think the city of Branson, nor the convention center, or the program, any of the school's programs, would deem it unsafe.
30 seconds.
If it was not.
Yeah, about 30 seconds.
Also, we're talking about a safe environment. y'all know Johnny Morris, Bass Pro. He is holding a bow hunter championship, which has been presented to him from four different states to hold in the center of the parking lot this weekend. And they're having 30 3D targets set up out there with barriers and whatnot to set up out the parking lot. Campbell, Sunshine, with all the people driving around. So if it's not safe.
Thank you, Chris. Cliff, did you want to speak? And again, you're going to be limited to 5 minutes.
My name is Clifford Vick. I live in Springfield. I'm the president of the Archery Club in Springfield at Ritter Springs Park. We're inside of a city park, and we have a kids' playground, walking trails around it, and houses. And our number one issue is always safety. So, I mean, I've shot this range plenty of times over the years, and it's safe because, like I say, safety's first because we have a lot of kids. But we've never had an issue up there at all. I just want to speak on their behalf. Okay. Like we're in a city park, so.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've got three people that have signed up to speak opposed. Did you guys want to talk in any particular order? Or Doug, I've got you going first. Is that okay? Okay. Are you Tara?
Yes.
Okay. Tara, could you show us where you live in proximity to this project?
I live across the street.
Across the street?
Right there.
Right there, okay. Mm-hmm.
At 676. Not going to lie, my blood pressure is a little bit up due to the amount of false statements that the applicant representative have stated this evening. First of all, so the original request obviously was unanimously denied. As you know, you were there. The issues, yes, were safety regarding the arrows. The arrows were not in the front of her property. They were behind her house where the practice range was and into her woods. She was afraid to mow back in there or have someone mow. She has someone brush hog. That could do us a lot of damage. Additionally, the trash that comes from these events always blows over to all of our properties. The condition of the road, where he pointed out where the go-kart was, that is the narrowest point where you always end up meeting someone. And it is not wide enough. We frequently have to go into the ditch to pass. The buffer was a fence. He has a sign on the back of the fence saying, warning, archery event in progress. Mr. Doug Ramey will go into that further. And then briefly, it was discussed the capacity of the septic tanks. It's not made for commercial. He said there were two that the previous owner had put in. I don't know if that actually is true or not, and if it can handle that capacity or not. And to date, let's see. And of course, in their write-up that they had initially submitted, all they said that they were a nonprofit, and that's fine. We have no issue with that whatsoever. We have an issue with the use at that location. That is simply all that it is. So it is still not compatible with the neighborhood. It is still not safe in all of its gamuts of safety. It still impedes upon our comfort and general welfare. As the sample, as the map showed of the different target ranges, they're expanding where those arrows can go. They may not go on the other properties, but they are pointed towards the other properties where people mow, where people are active. People also have pets. They could get injured also. So one of the things they said, a lot of the examples of where our